It's the birthday this week of the English novelist Emily Bronte, who began her writing career in childhood with her siblings, as Jamie Mann explains, with a fabled lamp that had kindled in the Bronte children a wish.
Emily Bronte wrote just one novel in her relatively short life, Wuthering Heights. But what a novel it was! And its impassioned romantic reach has extended far beyond the bleak Yorkshire moors where that dark story of Heathcliff's and Cathy's unrequited love was set. It was on similar moors that Emily Bronte and her five siblings spent their childhood in the early 1800s. Her father, a country minister and writer, was posted to the small town of Haworth when Emily was 2 years old. A year later, her mother died, leaving the six Bronte children to be raised by their Aunt Elizabeth, who came to stay with the struggling family. When she was six, Emily and her three older sisters were packed off to a grim boarding school, and soon two of them, Maria and Elizabeth, had died of the illness that they had contracted there. Emily and Charlotte survived and returned to Haworth, where they rejoined their younger sister Anne and brother Branwell. Encouraged by their father and the physical and imaginative freedom they found playing and roaming the moors together, the four remaining Bronte children all resolved to become writers. They had been reading the Arabian Nights together, and so they called themselves the Genie. And as if by magic, little books began to appear, the text in nearly microscopic handwriting. The books themselves made from scraps of paper, envelopes, bits of sugar bags. They began constructing fantasies that were based on the lives they invented for a troop of toy soldiers that their father had given Branwell. That led to them creating tales of two island worlds, Gondol and Galdine, and of a place called Glass Town. Later, in their 20s, and using a pen name, the Bronte sisters published a book of poems that went completely unnoticed. But this snub from the poetry world led them to try novels instead, which all three of them quickly wrote in the next year. In 1848, not quite a year after Emily's Wuthering Heights appeared in print, she died of tuberculosis. She had probably gotten ill the year before while attending the funeral of her unfortunate brother. Emily was only 30. Still, the genie's lamp had granted her deepest wish.